Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Benite, Filia de Patricot, happy St. Patrick's Day to you all, wherever you are in the world this evening. Okay, we're going to make a start then. We've got six lovely people in the show this evening. And we have Tina with us once again. So wonderful. Our first call this evening is going to be Holly.
Good evening.
Okay, she's a reader. She has a British accent. So don't say what. I'll explain later. Oh, hello? Is it me?
Hi, Holly.
Oh.
I feel so terrible thinking of that.
I have a friend named Helen sitting right next to me. Would it be okay if you did a reading for her? Just a general?
For her? Okay.
Hello? Hello? That's Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I'm taking it you've never spoke to a British person.
What did she say? She already doesn't know what you said. I think you never spoke to a British person. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Right, Helen, how can I help you?
I don't know. You tell me. She doesn't have a question. Is that okay?
Oh, she doesn't have a question. Okay. Helen, would you understand that you are contemplating or thinking about something that's going on around you right now, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though you've got a decision to make. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This decision, but you're looking for an answer to this decision, and you think it's going to be maybe miraculously appear. The answer to this decision, you know, is way down deep within your heart, sweetheart, okay? You need to look deep in your heart for this answer to this decision and make sure it is the right decision. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Helen, also, I've got a lady with me in spirit. There's a lady stood next to me. She's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure, sweetheart. She's saying, when it comes to decisions, you know what to do, but you're just overthinking things right now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She says you need to calm yourself down, sit down and think about what is the best idea or the best decision for yourself. Okay. She wants you to be happy in life. Okay. And she's also saying that things that doesn't seem impossible right now. Would that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's saying you're overthinking things and thinking things are very much impossible for what goals you want to reach. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you've got to lay your own cards on the table and look at them very carefully. Okay, and the answer to that decision will be in them cards. Basically, what she's saying, you need to sit down and take time to think about these things, sweetheart. Okay, she feels as though you're trying to rush things and you want everything there and then. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She says you've always been one to want things and go for it and get it maybe in the same day. She says you know now it's not working like that, okay? I don't know who this lady figure is. She's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure, sweetheart, okay? And she's saying when you was growing up, you was always going headlong into things. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying you're not that person now. You more. Forgive me for what I'm going to say, but it's not going to be me that's saying it. She says you're more mature now to know to sit down and think about things. I do feel it's right. A decision about maybe a work career or a job prospect. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it could. It's always good to have maybe a better job.
Yeah. She's also saying something about a backup plan. You've got a backup plan.
What?
Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's saying that you've got a backup plan as well, which is always an idea for things. Okay. But she says you have to go for what you really want. maybe the backup plan will kick in later. Okay. She also saying to me that things are going to be a lot different with this, these plans that you're making. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. These plans that you're making, you don't want to rush into them. She's saying she's seen you rush into things before, which was maybe a couple of years ago, and she said it all went wrong. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying she doesn't want to. She doesn't want you to make the same mistake twice, basically. Okay. She also wants you to be looking after yourself a little bit more. She's saying she doesn't feel as though you're looking after yourself quite as much as you should be doing. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She wants you to look after yourself a little bit more, sweetheart, because she's been worried that you're not looking after yourself to the extent that you should be looking after. And there's a few things that you should be looking after yourself with that you know that could be, that could, is like, I feel as though it could be maybe a health condition or something, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She feels as though you're not looking after yourself in that aspect either, darling. Okay. She also says
okay.
She wants you to do the, she's saying about some things that you used to do as well. She doesn't feel as though you want to do the things that you used to do as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, as I say, I don't know who she is, darling. It's either a mother figure or a grandmother figure. She's saying she's proud of you, of the way you've come through things. Okay. She's saying she's proud of you as well, of the way you've come to terms with things. And she's saying she's proud of you as well with the way you're coping with things. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though this lady's been past maybe just over 6 years-ish. Would that make sense?
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's very much around you. She's very much looking after you, okay? She's saying that there's going to be a time where you're going to be feeling inspired, or you have been feeling inspired, okay? She also says that there's another spirit around you, a spirit of a gentleman around you as well. Would you understand a gentleman in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay, this gentleman is very, very proud of the way you're coping with things, the way you're coming to terms with things, because with the coming to terms with things part of it, I feel as though when this spirit gentleman passed over, I feel as though you felt as though you lost your right arm.
2 minutes.
Which is not, you was very close to this gentleman. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, this gentleman's spirit is very much around you, sweetheart, okay? And he said he still thinks the world of you, okay? You'll understand that, you'll probably understand what he means by that, but he's saying he still thinks the world of you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So he's definitely, you've got a lady and gentleman around you. I've got to ask you, would you understand one night you was listening very, very carefully and you think you heard footsteps, please?
Did you hear footsteps?
Not lately, no. I don't hear any footsteps.
Okay, there has been one time. Yeah, yeah. This is what he's talking
minute.
About. He's saying there was footsteps around you and it was him. Okay?
Okay,
so I'll thank you for calling in, Helen, and I hope you sort everything out that needs to be sorted out, darling. Okay? Thank you very much for calling in.
Can I get my turn too or no?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thank you.
Right, okay. Okay.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. You all right?
Thank you for doing a reading for my friend.
You're welcome. Holly, would you understand that things are starting to sort themselves out, darling, please?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though somebody's on a level playing field. I feel as though somebody is either you or Brian that's on a level playing field now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though there's been a lot of conversation, sweetheart, as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk on the phone. Yeah.
Right, okay. I do feel as though that cards have been laid out. I feel as though cards have been laid out on the table, okay?
Yes.
I do feel as though the job prospects that you're looking for as well are going to come to you soon, but I can't say how soon, okay? But I still feel as though there's somebody still looking over your resume. All right, darling. I do feel as though there's a change in your life coming, sweetheart. I feel as though that somebody is going to put a proposal to you. Not Brian, obviously. But I feel as though there's somebody going to come to you and put a proposal over you, because I feel as though somebody knows, is been listening and been putting information about around you about your mediumship. Would that make sense?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though somebody's going to come and put a proposal to you. Okay.
Cool.
No rooting out the session that it might be Brian. Okay. That is being... But I'm feeling as though somebody is going to come and put a proposal towards you. Okay.
Okay.
I also feel as though you feel more confident within yourself just lately, and you feel as though you're bouncing. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though things are running very, very smoothly. Very, very smoothly. After you've all, both of you, let the cards on the table, would that make sense, darling, please?
Yes. Much better.
Okay. I do feel as though you've both been confiding in each other, and you've both been talking very heart-to-heart. And it's not just a heart-to-heart talk that you've had. I feel as though on one part it's an in-depth conversation. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though things are going to work for you, darling. I really do. I do feel as though things are going to work out for you. And by this time next year, I do feel as though things may be improved a lot. Okay?
Okay.
I do feel though things improved a lot. You are going to get many, many more followers on your page because people are putting the word around you. Okay? I also feel as though there's still not going to be one particular person coming towards you that's going to need the it's going to feel as though they need to confide in you, and they do feel as though they need to talk to you, because I feel as though they're stuck in a bit of a rut at the minute, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just keep an eye out for that, or an ear out for that, okay? I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's struggling right now. I do feel as though somebody around you is struggling right now, but keeping things to themselves. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it could be my stepson.
It could be what, sorry?
My stepson, my ex-husband's son.
Right, okay. I do feel as though somebody around you is struggling with something and keeping things to themselves right now, Holly. I really do. But I do... he's feeling so he wants to open up but can't, because they don't know how to say or start the conversation of what they want to do. I don't feel as though it's anything bad, sweetheart, but I just do feel as though there's something going on within someone's mind that they do need to talk about, but the feeling as though somebody's going to get really angry with them. So I don't know. It could be a stepson, darling, because I feel as though he's right in within himself, darling. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He keeps shying away from stuff. You ask him something or try to start a conversation with him, and he starts shying away from it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you understand, Holly, that one or somebody around you has had a dream just lately and found it very, very interesting? It felt as though somebody was seeing somebody that had passed before. Would that make sense?
I did have some unusual dreams.
Right, okay, this could be you then. I feel as though you've had a dream where you've seen somebody from the past, but you can't quite recognize who they are. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel it's a guardian angel, darling. I do feel as though you've seen one of your guardian angels, or you've seen a guide, or one of your guides, darling, because I do feel as though it's a lady figure that you've seen. And also, there's a gentleman guide there as well, or a gentleman guardian that's been looking after you. Okay.
Okay.
I feel as though the one that you've seen was a lady figure. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though that one is a guide. I think you've seen one of your guides, darling, because I feel as though she came to you with a message, okay, but you couldn't understand the message that she was trying to give you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She did come to you with a message, darling, but I do feel as though she came to you with a message that you couldn't understand, okay? Obviously, you're trying to figure out what this message is inside of your head. Okay. What she wants, what I think it is that she's trying to tell you, sweetheart, this is my own thought, that you are going to start improving and you are going to start and get more bigger and more powerful within your messages. You're going to start bringing a lot of powerful messages through, okay? You are going to start and hear a lot more as well, Holly, so keep an ear out for that. You may hear many voices more than you possibly do now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling as though there's going to be a lot of spirit coming towards you. Some are going to be in need of help to contact loved ones as well. And I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's not quite getting over a passing of a loved one. Would that make sense at all, please?
Passing of a loved one. I have to think about
that.
2 minutes.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though there's somebody going to come to you, or there is somebody around you who's just lost a loved one and can't come to terms with this loss of this loved one. Okay. So I think if this is what this guide was trying to tell you, okay, because I do feel that. So I do feel also that things are definitely going to vastly improve with you, but I'm being told when they do start improving with you, you've got to go with the flow as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. I have to go.
That's fine, Holly. That's fine. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Ah, right. I'll have to go quickly then. Okay. Right. Now then, we've done two readings back to back there, ladies and gents. We're going to take our first little break because that's quite a long time to be talking for 15 minutes non-stop there without a break. So we're going to take a little break.
Lines in your eyes.
has not brought joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. Dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
Unmuted. Okay, I do hope that you enjoyed the music there this evening. Officially St. Patrick's Day, although they kind of have the parades all over the world. Next weekend, I think now. Some of them might have been the weekend just gone. But this is kind of the official day, you know. It's a bit like St. David's Day or anything else. They have it the nearest weekend too. And that's kind of a traditional thing there now. Living in Birmingham, England, it's still very much, you know, a big thing now where they'll have the St. Patrick's Day parade. Maybe not as big as they used to be now. And they used to be quite fantastic there when I was a lad, you know, but they kind of got a little bit smaller now. And I think the streets are different now. So things have to be arranged differently these days, especially with this COVID thing going on at the moment. So, but they do go on all over the world today. So there you are. We got one piece of music left to play out with, but that we're keeping till the end of the show. All right then. So, would you believe that we're still only on our second call? Right, so our second caller in the studio, because we took two calls in one there. And we don't mind doing that, you know, as I say, if you have a friend sitting with you, we can do that. I would love to be able to do a family show around you and your family, especially now during this COVID thing that we've got, you know, because that would be amazing if we could just do a show around one family, yeah, and we'd be happy to do that for you, yeah, because, you know, that would be one amazing show. And if you've got six or seven people in your family, if they all believe in the same thing and they all have obviously relatives in the spirit world, you know, and they all have different memories of them as well, you know, that would be one amazing show, yeah? Okay, so let's bring Tina back online then. And we've got Maribel.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Maribel.
Hello.
Hi. My question has to do with love in the upcoming year.
It's got to do with what, sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love.
Your question's got to do with what, sorry?
Love.
Okay.
Just like what's okay. Upcoming?
Okay. You are searching for that special love in your life. I feel as though it's a special gentleman that you want to meet, that standards need to be met as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though that special gentleman is on the horizon. When he's going to come to your life is another question, okay? I do also feel as though there's somebody around you that's looking for love as well, a gentleman figure as well. Would that make sense?
I'm not really sure because, like, nobody has really expressed anything.
Right, okay. I do feel as though there's a gentleman figure around you looking for love. I will suggest don't look for love, let it find you, because if you let love come to you, then you'll know what you're expecting of a person. This person, if he doesn't meet your needs, then you know he's not the right one. But there is a person coming into your life that is a special person of some sort, okay? I don't feel as though you know this person, but then again, you might know this person. It might be a person from way past, okay, that's looking, that you're looking probably to cross paths with again, okay? I do feel as though somebody around you, as I say, is also looking for love, somebody that you do know. I do feel as though somebody around you is attracted to you, okay? I do feel as though somebody around you is attracted to you as well. But I feel as though some part within the past, I do feel as though somebody's had a hard time within the past. Would that make sense at all, please?
I don't know. Like, are you referring to them?
I do feel as though somebody... it could be yourself that's had a hard time in the past as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. I do feel as though you've got a few issues with trusting somebody, okay? Because I do feel as though you trust you've put into somebody before the trust has been broken. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, just, like, is there a way other than, or, like, in preparation for just doing it? Like, just going ahead and opening oneself up completely. I don't really know how to do that.
Okay. You will know when the time comes, I'm being told. You will know when the time comes because I feel as though this person that's coming into your life is going to be a very trustworthy person. I do feel as though you're going to trust him. And as soon as you see him, I feel as though you're going to have that connection, okay? But with your trust issues as well, I feel as though you're going to have barriers up as well because you want to know somebody before anything out of the ordinary happens. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I try to do, just to get to know people and then, like, eventually, like, form something else. But a lot of people go about it backwards. So,
yeah. You want somebody that's going to be straightforward with you. Okay? You need somebody that's very, very straightforward with you. You need somebody that, look, I need to lay my cards out on the table. This is what's happened. This is what I feel wants to happen. And this is how I want things to run in that kind of an order. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you're a very strong-willed person as well. You will say things as it comes into you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You won't take... We've got a saying over here, once bitten, twice shy. I don't know if you understand that saying. It means that once you've been in a bad relationship or somewhere bad, you don't want it to happen again. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it would.
Because I do feel as though the last relationship, the vibes that I'm getting from you, I do feel as though the last relationship that you was in was pretty bad. I feel as though things didn't work out to how you wanted it, and I feel as though the other party was a bit pushy in some sort of a way. Would that make sense?
No, quite like the opposite, actually, because it's like, I tried to initiate a deeper connection, and they sort of, like, neglected.
Yeah. Well, this is where I said that one party was a bit pushy and wanted things there and then. Okay, this is what I mean. This is what I was trying to say, and that was the vibe that I was picking up. So, yeah, that was obviously probably pretty much yourself that was initiating it. Okay. I also do feel as though this new bloke that's going to come into your life is going to be not of a religious nature, but a bit of a spiritualist person. Okay. He's not going to practice the spirit. Obviously, he's not going to pump it into you. I feel as though he's going to be doing, he'd be able to do something like I'm doing right now. Okay. I do feel as though you're going to have a very good connection with this person, because I do feel as though also that you're going to have something in common, okay, like going out for walks or going to the beach or basically looking at nature or being in nature. Would that make sense at all, please?
I would love that.
3 minutes.
Okay. I do feel as though this is what's coming for you. Because I feel as though myself, you like being out in nature as well. You love the sound of nature. You love the feel of nature. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, how I would recognize.
Sorry?
I was just wondering how I would recognize him.
You will have that connection, darling. You will have that connection. This is what I'm saying. You will, when you meet this person, you will feel that connection. It may be like an electric jolt, or your eyes just cross across wherever you are. You look at each other, and then you feel the electric jolt. Okay. I do feel as though you need happiness in your life, darling. Okay, because I don't. I feel as though you've not had
a
lot of happiness
minutes.
In your life. I feel as though you've not had a lot of happiness in your life. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would
I've no idea. I've no idea. It could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. It literally could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do feel as though it could be maybe on a street, or it could be in a cafe. It could be literally anywhere, sweetheart. Okay. But you will know that when you see this person, that you will feel a connection to him. Okay. But that's the best I've got right now. But I do feel as though you need a lot more happiness in your life, because I don't feel as though you've had a lot of happiness in your life as well because of things that's happened in the past. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
Okay. So I'll thank you for calling in, sweetheart, and I hope you get all the joys in life that it could possibly bring you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Maribel. That's right. Right. Ah, that's where the music was coming from. Okay. Well, I was wondering what that was there. Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Carolyn.
There's the woman.
How can
There's
I help?
A woman. There's
How
a woman.
Can I help? I'm here.
Well,
what's up?
Okay, so what's going on with my work? I have a deadline, March 20th, to get something approved. It's my work. It's not my personal life. It's my work. Talked to my boss this morning, and she said, if you don't, God, I'm under pressure right now. You would not believe. I'm trying to fix everything. Yeah.
I'm feeling
it. And I just call these agencies because they have to review everything. It has to do with, how can I say this because we're on the radio? It has to do with my licensing. Nothing's wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. It's just I have to submit a report. There was an incident that took place in my house. And so the ramification of that is, it was with my former boyfriend. And I'm in the middle of this right now. I have to submit stuff, and I only have till today's the 17th. So I just talked to the various agencies that are all tied into the formula of, you know, reviewing everything. I know, I don't know. Do you see me? I don't know. It's going to be a miracle. Do you see me being able to pull this off?
With that, Carolyn, I feel as though it's a legal matter, okay? And with legal matters, I cannot answer questions to do with legal matters, Carolyn.
Yeah, it's not really legal, though. It's not really legal. It's a process. It's not really legal. It's not really legal. But I won't hold you to it. You know, we can go on to something else. Yeah, okay, let me put the question this way. Am I going to make the deadline? Am I going to make the deadline to satisfy everybody?
You've got to put your mind to it. You've got to put your mind to it. Take your mind off other things and put your mind to this, because this could be a changer for the rest of your life. Okay, this is what I'm saying. This could be a changer for the rest of your life. Okay. So you've got to put your mind to the point that you're going to put across. You've got to put your mind to what you're going to say to put this point across as well. I'm being told you have to take your mind off other things and concentrate on what you have to do. okay, you've got to do what's best for you. You have got to concentrate so nothing in your life can be changed quite easily. Would that make sense?
Well, I've done everything. I've got my packet of papers here and everything. So I've done everything that I need to do. I've put everything, I've squared it like that. You know, it's all squared away. It's all complete.
Yeah. I've just been told to tell you, you've got to have a clear mind. You have to have a clear mind. Don't let other pressures at the minute be on top of you. You have to have that clear mind because yes, there's other pressures on top of you. Yes, there's other thoughts on top of you. But at this precise minute, this has to be your priority. This has to be your priority.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's nothing more I can do, though. I've done everything. It's just the powers that be. That's what I'm waiting on. I've done everything I possibly could. There's nothing more I could do. I've already made all the phone calls. I've already talked to all the people, the powers that be. And I've done everything. I've crawled on my belly underneath the barbed wire, to get through whatever I needed to get through.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to do. It's just a waiting process now. It's a waiting game.
Yeah. Well, I'm still being told that you've got to keep a clear mind, Carolyn, because of the nature of it. Okay. You have to keep that. You have to keep that clear mind, sweetheart, and you have to concentrate and think about what's going to come next. Okay. I'm being told. You've got to think about what's going to come next. I'm not surmising that something's going to come next, but it's a plan. It's like a backup plan. You've got to think of what's going to come next.
I got the backup plan. As I was waiting to talk to you, I have the backup plan. The backup plan has been in my head for a long time, and I know what the backup plan is. So I think you're telling me my answer right there. I think the backup plan, definitely.
This is what I'm saying. You've got to try and keep a clear mind now, darling. You've got to concentrate on what's going to happen with you and not what's going to happen with anybody else, okay? This is what the guys are telling me to tell you, sweetheart, because...
Yeah.
They want you to go with a clear mind because they want you to think about what's going to come next. Maybe nothing will come next, darling. It's just in case. It's a just in case, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
As I'm being told, it's just a just in case, darling, because of all the things that you've got going on in your mind right now is things that can have is no matter what, is going to have to be put to the side. Okay.
Right.
He's going to have to be put to the side because of what is going on with you right now. And you have to have a level head. You have to have a clear mind at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel as though there's people working around you. Okay. I do feel as though there's people working around you. But within yourself, you've got to stop having the self-doubt of what's going to go on around you right now. Okay, you have got to stop having the awareness that and thinking that things are going wrong. You have got to have a lot of positivity right around you right now, I'm being told,
I get it, Tina Marie. We're running out of time. I need to ask you about that individual that I was asking you about, because I've done everything on this end, but, I mean, that person I was asking you about?
Uh-huh.
What do you pick up there?
I do feel he's going to call you, but I still do feel as though he's got a lot of personal issues. I do feel as though he's got a lot of personal issues, but I've also feeling as though he's been in a bit of a bad situation before as well. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I feel as though he's been in a bit of a bad situation with the relationship before.
2 minutes.
I don't know if he's ever told you about it, but I do feel as though he's been in a bit of a bad situation with the relationship before as well. Okay. So you've just got to give him that time to come round, to think about what he's doing and think about his feelings on this and how he's going to approach the situation as well. Okay. I do feel he is going to call you, but I think when he gets his head straightened out a little bit as well, Carolyn. Okay.
Okay.
But the main focus you've got to think about is what's going to go on with you right now. Okay.
Yeah. I've got the backup plan. It's not going to be horrible. Yeah. I've got a lot of friends that work in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a major. It's that former boyfriend, like, to kick his, you know what, because he's the one that really,
he really clicked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. If he were in front of me right now, I'd be,
Okay. But give you a tip. I don't think an orange suit would look good on you.
I'm sorry?
I don't think an orange suit would look good on you. I'm being sarcastic.
No, I wouldn't do anything that bad.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carolyn. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Oh, bless. Okay. All right. Now then, we're going to be taking one more call and we'll take a little break because we've reached the top of the hour already. Dee.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, Tina.
Good evening, Dee. Good evening, darling. How can I help?
Good evening, Tina. Tina, I viewed a house about 3 weeks back. And the it was much over my budget, and the estate agent emailed me yesterday evening to ask for feedback, and then I called her to say that it's much over my budget, and then I can offer this much, which is also much over my budget, but that's the last I can give. So she said she would go back and speak to the buyer, to the seller, and ask if they would accept anything around that. And if they do, then she'll ask me to put a formal offer. But I told her I don't have a lot of room to negotiate above that, just maybe a few hundred or maybe 1,000 or 2,000 I can pay above that. They are in a hurry to sell, but it is below what, slightly, as in quite below, like 2-3% below, about 2% below what they are expecting. So do you see her?
Okay.
I feel very strong. I feel strongly about this house. So do you see her coming back to me?
I do feel so someone is going to get back to you, Deep. Okay, I do feel as though somebody is going to get back to you, but they may start to negotiate a little bit more, okay? I think they will start a negotiation a little bit more as well. I do feel as though things are going to turn out for the better for you, darling, okay? But I do think also that with this house move, if you feel strongly about this house, it's worth fighting for. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. But again, I'm already going much over my budget, and the bank will of course offer the bank these days, they offer a huge loan at lower deposit rates, which is like dangerous. I wouldn't want to be paying about mortgage for the next 25 years.
I do feel as though you're worried about the interest rate on it as well. I do feel as though you're worried about that interest rate as well. Would that make sense?
It would. That's right. Even if it's tight, even if the interest rate is low, because the amount will be high, it would add up over the years. So, but that is what it is. It would be that everywhere. But I was just thinking about this house. Do you think it is location-wise, it would be fine for my son. It is about half an hour travel distance to his school by bus.
I do feel as though it's in a bit of a quiet location. Would that make sense?
It's very close to the high street. It's quiet, but not like a purely residential kind of location.
Yeah. I do feel as though it's a bit quieter than the where you normally are or where little man is. Okay. I do feel as though he'll be quite settled there as well. Okay, because he's looking forward to spending some time with Daddy as well. I do feel as though it is a good location for him as well, because I do feel as though it is a outward bound sort of thing. And with it being near school, you're only half an hour away from him, so he's not that far away as he is now. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, it would make him feel a bit more secure, I think. To be perfectly honest, because that's what little man's searching for. I think he's searching for security in his life, and he doesn't feel very secure right now. Would that make sense?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So he feels that he wants to be close to Dad as well. He does want to be close to Dad because you do things with him. I'm not saying that Mum doesn't do things with him, but I'm just saying, like, you do things. Would you understand, like, a fishing trip or something with him, Dee, please?
Maybe. I don't know now, but maybe. As in, I wouldn't mind doing it. I keep asking him. Tina? Hello. Can you hear me, Tina? Hello. Ken, you there?
Okay, that's strange, isn't it? Because we've lost connection twice this week with Tina. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Okay. Just wait. Come back. We can't actually. There she is. There's okay.
Sorry about that, Ken. I'm having problems tonight. That's the second time it's happened.
Kind of strange. Okay.
Yeah. That's the second time. Sorry about that, Dave.
No problem.
As I was saying, I do feel as though he's going to feel a bit more secure in his life. I do feel as though he'll be a bit more secure because he'll know that Dad's near and Mum will be quite near as well. Well, does that make sense, please?
Yes, it would.
Okay. So I'm making him more secure in that way as well. Okay. And it'll make you feel much better about yourself, knowing the fact that he's nearer to you as well. With him being, I'm not going to say he's been far away, but he's a bit further away the way you've been looking for this house as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Okay, because I do feel as though if he's got both parents near him, I do feel as though it's going to make him a lot more secure. It's going to make you a lot more secure because you'll have access and you'll be able to not travel so much. Because I do feel as though when you go to
minutes.
And you do travel with it. You do a lot of traveling. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So I do feel as though it is in the right area. And I do feel as though that you should I feel as though negotiation. I do feel as though there's a bit of negotiation that should be amended. I've got a lady figure at the side of me, Deep, and she's just said to me, "Tell him he's got to fight for what he wants, not what anybody else wants." Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Okay, because it feels like a grandmother figure, Dee. Would you understand a grandmother figure in spirit, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah. She's saying you've got to fight for what you want and you have got to do it for yourself, not
Two
anybody
minutes.
Else. bearing in the mind of you've got little man's feelings as well to consider, but you have got to do this for yourself and nobody else. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Okay. I've been told also that you've got a warrior spirit inside of you as well, Deep. Okay. I do feel as though you've got a warrior spirit inside of your sweetheart, and you will get what you want in the end. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. That was lovely, Katrina.
Okay. Sorry about the interruptions as well, Deep, but that's the second time it's happened tonight.
No problem. Don't worry. So at the end of the month, I'm moving into a... Yeah.
Sorry?
That's all right. No, I was just saying at the end of the month, I'm moving into another temporary studio until I find the place. Thank you.
Yeah. All right then, darling. Thank you for calling in. Sorry about the interruption.
No problem. Thank you, Tina. Thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll take a little break then, ladies and gents. Because we've just about hit the top of the hour. We've got just enough people to see us through the second hour now, which is nice. And we'll take a little break. Now, we haven't got all Irish music in the show this evening. We're keeping the last one till the end of the show. So you can have a little bit of a change now. And we'll find you something else that we've got in the studio. So let's see what we've got for you. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. When I've been waiting.
Phil Collins there, and in the air tonight. Okay. Revenge. The song's about revenge, isn't it? You know, if you listen to the words carefully, we all get it, and we all have that feeling of vengeance against a person. We want to get our own back for things that have been done to us. And why wouldn't you? You know, but I keep looking back at, like, my Bible teachings. I suppose when I look at that one, because, you know, when he said vengeance is mine, it's like, yes, okay. you know, because, yeah, there are some things that we hold on to that we can't actually forgive, you know, and another thing that strikes me is that when our loved ones pass over, you know, is the kind of things that they take with them into the spirit world, because are they going to be the same people? They can change, and they have an eternity to do so, you know. And if they say sorry to you from the other side, are you going to accept it? You know, difficult, because you only knew the person as they were when they were here. You no longer are attached to that person once they've gone. It's like, you know, to say, I can't accept them while they were here. Why should I accept them being any different now? And it's very difficult. Very difficult to change that perspective of a person. But yeah, okay. Let's not rattle on. Let's get on with tonight's show. 49 minutes, and we've got 4 people. Just enough. Okay then, let's bring Tina back online. And we have Kay.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Kay. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Tina. Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry, I have my mic muted.
No problem. No problem. I want to take a quick moment. I have a question, but I have a quick moment. I wanted to tell you something. Last month, I called you, and I know you get so many calls, so you may not remember, but last month I called, and you gave me this message that someone on the other side, and I gathered it was my mother, was trying to tell me something about a book and just preparing me, and I got very emotional. Well, fast forward, she kept saying of the book, but then there was something about a blue and white book, and I couldn't put it together, and she said, the book that's on the table, and she kept trying to pick it up. Well, 2 days later, I had gone, you know, I'd been going to the doctor for, you know, just regular physical, and I had gotten some results that were not really that great about my heart, and it put me in a panic, and I ended up having a panic attack. I thought I was having a heart attack. I had all the signs and symptoms that females have, and it was like early in the morning, end up fine night, it was just a panic attack. But part of what the results were, I needed to change my diet, which I had already planned to do, and I had bought a book. And it was not until I got back from the hospital and I sat down and I saw the book on the table. And it was a new, healthier diet book that I had bought a month earlier and I had been looking at, but because I was fasting, I had not looked at the book. And it made sense to me when you said this person on the other side, this spirit on the other side was trying to say a book and trying to pick it up, a book on the table. And I just got so emotional. Well, then I found out the next day that there's a class, because I asked, was it about this certification I was trying to do? I got a note, where I work, they changed the format because we can't go into the office. They're signing people up for these classes, and I got selected for the class. And the book that we use is what color? White with blue trimming.
There you go.
I was like, Tina Marie, oh, my God, it just all added up. And I just got so emotional. But the book on the table that she kept trying to say, the book on the table, and I was like, I just moved, so I haven't unpacked any of my books. But then I saw it. It was just a small little diet recipe, changing the way I'm eating. So she was preparing me for that, quote-unquote, health scare.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome. See, things do come to you when people say things to you, you can't think of them. And then when people say things to you, then you get... I did say, I think I remember saying, look out for this blue and white book. Okay?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't remember. But
yes,
the blue and white
The reason I couldn't remember it is because the books were in storage. So when I got the email that I was selected for the class, I went to my storage to grab the big box. And when I opened it, saw the book, I just smiled. I was like, wow, it has the blue trimming around it. Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. So...
Okay.
Wow.
Do you have funny words
telling
you?
I'm sorry?
Do you have funny ways of telling you things and making you prepare for things?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
How can I help you?
So my partner and I, I was a complete ass. We had a big argument, and I'm not even going to make excuses. I just wasn't really, it didn't turn out really nice. And we have an adult prom that we're supposed to be going to this weekend. I've been so excited. Are we going to still go and enjoy ourselves? And is the relationship still going on? I guess I know I was a butthead.
Well, on that one, I've got a lady figure at the side of me, and she just said to me, you will learn to think before what you're going to say. She said she was there when you was having this argument with your partner, and she says she thought there was something going to come out of you that you was going to instantly regret saying. She says you've always been one. She says you've always been one to be all go, all mouth, and no, and then forget to think. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't happen all the time. It just happens. I tend to hold things in, and then when I do explode, it's just like,
yeah.
I burned the whole forest down.
It did take your partner by surprise of what you said. Yes, it did take your partner by surprise. But I think your partner's very forgiving. Would that make sense?
It does.
Yes.
I'm the one that's having a hard time forgiving to myself too.
Yeah. Your partner's very forgiving. So I do see you going to away this weekend, and I do see you having fun, sweetheart. Okay. And I feel as though it's going to make your relationship a bit more stronger. Because I feel as though you don't get time to yourselves. Would that make sense?
Right.
Okay. I do feel as though you don't get time to yourself.
Definitely.
Because you've always got people around you. Okay, you've always got people around you. I'm thinking maybe children around you all the time. Okay. But I do feel as though this
relationship... It's so funny. It's not a child, but he has a very childlike mind. So, yes, you're right. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. It's either your son or your partner's son. Okay. I do feel as though you are going to get the relationship's going to be a little more stronger this weekend because you're having time for yourself. You're going to be there by yourself and you're going to have nobody around you. Would that make sense?
Right. It does. Thank you.
Okay. I do feel as though you're going to have great
fun. 3 minutes.
So you're going to have a lot of fun. I feel also that you're going to be going for a long walk.
Oh,
I do feel
okay.
as though you're going to be going for a walk while you're there. I also do feel as though this walk, I feel as though this place you're going to is around nature. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I do feel as though you're going to go for a walk into the nature, and one or both of you is going to sit there and you're going to stand there and you're going to smell the different smells of nature and you're going to listen to the wind, which is going to make this relationship a little bit more stronger as well, okay? I do feel
okay.
as though
okay.
when you come back, you're going to be, well, you're there, you're going to be talking things through. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot more conversation. There's going to be a lot more in-depth conversation between you as well, okay? You need,
okay.
You're both going to
okay.
lay your cards on, you're both going to lay your cards on the table.
2 minutes.
Where
okay.
you want to be
okay.
in future, where you want to be in future life with your partner. But I do feel
okay.
as though this is going to be the making of your relationship. I do feel as though this is going to be the strength of your relationship as well. Okay. This
Wonderful.
Weekend is the time for you, both of you. This is the time for yourselves. Okay. I do feel
yeah.
as though also that things are going to be working out for the better. Okay. I do feel things are going to get the better for you as well. I also feel as though one or both of you is going to come to a mutual understanding about the conversations that you're having, about opening up.
Okay.
I feel as though it's about opening up and talking a bit more instead of getting being like a
bull in a
china
store. Yes.
That'll
yes.
be the one. That
you're
will
right.
be the one.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels like more like a volcano exploding, to be perfectly
1
honest.
1 minute.
But I do feel as though it's going
okay.
to be that your relationship is going to be start and be stronger after this. Okay?
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. And again, I am so grateful for you. I knew I had to get in, even if I didn't get a word today, but to give you and everybody that's listening that confirmation that you are genuine, and if we accept it, Spirit will lead us. So previous
Thank
message.
You.
So on point. It was beautiful. So
thank
you
so much.
Thank
you.
And thank you, Ken. Thank you, Chai. It's
Bye-bye.
Lovely. It's lovely when we get confirmation like that. It's very heartwarming to get confirmation. Although we're not actually supposed to hold on to anything, and because the message is actually for you, the person receiving it, so we don't actually hold on to anything that we get. But when somebody mentions a reading, then we can kind of go back into that energy temporarily, because Spirit allows us to do that, it's not until somebody brings up. It could be a reading that we've done 12 months ago, sort of thing. We hold some residual memory of it, sort of thing, because Spirit allows us to remember once it's mentioned to us. Otherwise, we would never remember every reading. It's just impossible. Okay. Right, let's see where we're going. Sissy.
Hello, my name is Christy. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah. I was just wondering if anybody comes through from the other side for me? With any messages?
Okay. Let me connect you. Okay.
Thank you.
I do feel at this moment in time that you're giving or having a bit of a hard time with something. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a lady figure and a gentleman figure with me saying things will be calm as soon as things are sorted out. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though this lady and gentleman's watching over you very, very carefully. They're saying that they've seen the tears that's been shed
they also feel as though the atmosphere around you, you're feeling as though there's something not right around the atmosphere around you, or there's something that you're not there's something you're feeling inside that you have got a lot of questions that to be asked about. Would that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay. They feel as though you need to start asking them questions, darling. Okay. They do feel as though you need to start asking them questions, because the questions that are running around inside of you, they're saying if you don't start asking them questions, you're going to drive yourself silly. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because they feel as though the questions of a nature, like regarding maybe somebody's illness or regarding something that's going on around you, or you feel as though that's going on around you right now, would that make sense?
Yes, correct.
Okay. They're saying you have got to start asking these questions, darling, and you have got to put your foot down with the questions that you're going to ask, okay? You are going to have to start and demand answers, because they feel as though you don't want to be saying, or somebody saying, it's okay, don't worry about anything, there's nothing, okay? Or you want to be asking around the questions of what you're not satisfied with, maybe somebody's illness or something, as I said. There's something that's not right and you're feeling in your gut that's not right, and you don't feel as though you've got the right answers or the right care wasn't made. Does that make sense?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I do feel as though once you get these answers, you will feel better about yourself, because you're not feeling very good about yourself right now, okay? I don't know whether this is a mother figure or a grandmother figure talking, but she says some things have to come into line and then some things don't. Would you understand why she's saying that, please?
Some things have to come in line, some things don't. Not at the moment. No, not at the moment.
Okay. I think it's regarding these questions that you've got to ask. Okay.
Okay.
This is what she's saying. I think it's regarding these questions you've got to ask.
It's just I know. Because I'm don't want to challenge things, and I'm one who don't like trouble and stuff like that, so that makes sense.
Yeah. She's saying you've not always been one for confrontation. Okay, but there's some things that do need a bit of intervention and do need a bit of confrontation. Would that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying with this confrontation as well, she's saying you've got to stand firm. I don't understand what she's saying with this. She's saying that you've got to stand firm, sweetheart. Okay. This lady and this gentleman that's just stepped in as well, he's going to have your backbone. They're saying they're going to have your back. They're going to be watching you. They're going to give you the inspiration that you need to start asking these questions, because I feel it's something of a nature that you're not satisfied with. It's an answer that you feel as though you're not going to be satisfied with. Would that make sense?
Yes, correct.
Okay. You do need to start asking these questions, because you've had these questions going on around you, I'd say for some time now, okay? I'd say for some time now. I do feel as though it is about time it was sorted. This lady is saying it is about time it was sorted, because these things inside of you are going to consume you, sweetheart, okay? They're saying that things need to be put into perspective. Would you understand why they're saying that things need to be put into perspective, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't feel, I'm feeling as though you're not happy with the situation around you, or the way that something is actually going on, or there is something that's to do with others as well. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I do feel as though these ladies and gentlemen are here to tell you to, you've got to start putting your foot down, okay? Because within some part of you, you feel as though you've been either taken for a ride or you've been taken for granted. Would that make sense?
100%, yes.
Okay. This is why they're saying you need to start and ask them questions, sweetheart, okay? Because they want you to have a peace of mind. They're saying they want you to have a peace of mind of what the outcome is of these questions. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. They're also saying, the gentleman's just said to me, you've got to tell it straight and you've got to answer them, ask them questions straight. And you've got to get the backbone to answer them questions straight, because it feels as though you're quite uncertain of how to ask these questions and how to go about asking these questions. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay. They're going to be there for you when you ask these questions, darling. Okay. I don't know what the questions are going to be. It feels as though it's either concerning somebody or some sort of something to do with care that somebody was given. Okay. They're also saying, please, can you give somebody their love? There's somebody around you as well that can't quite come
3 minutes.
I feel as though it's a granddad or grandma figure or a mother and father figure around me, okay? There's somebody around you that can't come to terms with somebody's passing. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You've got to tell this person that they're all right. I don't understand why they're saying that, but you've got to tell this person that they're all right. This person that's passed is okay.
It's because my brother blames himself for my father passing, and he needs not to do that. He's not him at all.
Yeah, this is why he's telling me you've got to tell them that I'm okay, we're back together, we're okay. Okay, this is why you've got to tell him he doesn't need to feel guilty. It wasn't his fault. Okay, it wasn't his fault, he's saying. It wasn't his fault. He needs to understand it wasn't his fault. Okay, there was nothing that could be done. Would you understand why he's saying there's nothing that could be done?
Okay,
this is what he's telling me. There's nothing that anybody could have done. Okay, so he's got to stop feeling guilty, because it wasn't his fault as well. Okay, darling?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you need to start asking questions as well.
1 minute.
Everybody around you needs to start asking questions as well. Okay?
Okay.
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 All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to stop that thing up there before it... Okay. Just stop that. And let's see where we are. Okay. Veronica.
Good evening.
Hi, Tina Marie. Hi, thank you, Kim.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello, please support the network. Please support the network. Hi, Ms. Tina Marie. Every time I talk to you, I feel love. It was good energy. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I have a question, which is, this is pretty shocking. It's like, this is a surprise question. This happened about 3 hours ago today. And the man with the letter R, okay, because we had confrontation. And I swear, this month, March, I've seen him 2 times. And it's been about over a year and a half that I haven't seen him. And today I saw him in the grocery store. And I was maybe about 12, 14 feet. And, oh, my gosh, she was talking, I turn around and I walk as fast as I can. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping he didn't see me. Do you see me?
I'm uncertain whether
you know
he saw you. I'm uncertain whether
he saw
you on the street. I'm uncertain.
He saw me?
I'm uncertain, but okay. I think he might have done, yeah.
Okay,
I think he might have
the
done.
Letter R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, when I saw him, I felt this strong feeling like he is looking for me, and I am not sure what it is about. I'm not sure if he wants to, like, argue about something. Can you please help me out with this?
He wants to. You feel as though he wants to argue you with something about you.
I don't know if he wants to argue, but I feel like he is, like, looking for me, like he's curious.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please advise
me?
You're very good.
He may be curious. He may be curious because I do feel as though somebody is going to come into your life. I do feel as though a male figure is going to come into your life, sweetheart, okay? I also feel as though you felt an electric pull when you was near him. He felt electric. He felt as though
mm-hmm.
you had an instant connection with him. Would that make sense?
No, not clear. Can you tell me differently?
I feel as though you had a connection with him.
He has spoken my animals.
Yeah, I feel as though you had a connection with him. Not in a bad way, connection, but in quite a good way. Okay. I feel as though you got yourself a little worked up because he was looking at you. Would that make sense?
No way. Was he looking at me? Was he looking at me today when I was walking out? I walked back.
Uh-huh.
He
saw
did?
You. Yes.
He saw me.
Yes. He saw you. Yes, he saw you.
Did he follow me? Did he walk also behind me? I mean, did he try to catch up to me?
No.
Okay.
No, because he saw the look
fast.
On your face. You saw the look on your face as well, and you felt as though you was going a little bit embarrassed about it. He felt as though you was a little bit embarrassed.
So he saw that I was embarrassed?
Yes. Yeah. Because you've got a spirit of a lady with you, and she was watching, she said, and she saw your face light up. And then your face went kind of you had a bit of a blushing sensation going through your face, a little bit of redness, and you had to get out of there because you was feeling a bit warm in the face. Would that make sense?
Yeah, my blood was going up over 100, like the sun.
Yeah.
I knew that I couldn't do that moment. I do feel,
Veronica. You have somebody coming into your life. There is somebody coming into your life, sweetheart, honestly.
Who is it? Man or woman?
It's a man.
Pet? It's a man? When?
Yes. I don't know. It could be soon. We can't give a specific time, darling, because spirit doesn't have a specific time level, you see. So, I do feel as though there is a man coming into your life, as I said. But when is another question, darling, okay? I do feel as though you're going to have a very strong connection with this man if you don't already have a strong connection with him, okay? I do feel as though this man is going to treat you with respect and the love that you deserve because I feel as though you've had quite a few bad relationships in the past. Okay, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because you're looking for that man who will give you what you want in life is like love, respect, loyalty, okay? And I do feel as though when you do see this man, you are going to feel the electric pull and you are going to connect with him. Okay, But you do need to talk about the issues that you have regarding trust as well, Veronica, okay? Because I do feel as though you also have got a lot of trust issues regarding relationships. Would that make sense, please?
True.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you understand that you also want somebody who's going to want you for you and not want what they can get around you? Would that make sense as well, please?
100% right, Tina. Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. Because this is what I do feel as though this man's going to give you. He's going to want you for who you are and what you've got inside of you, okay, which is meaning the nice warm heart that you've got inside of you, the caring nature that you've got inside of you. You also have to be open as well, Veronica. You can't keep things closed in. Because I'm feeling you're the type of person who does keep things closed in from time to time as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. With regards to this man, Veronica, I do feel he is near. Okay.
Do I know him? He is near?
I'm not sure, sweetheart. I am not sure. But I do feel as though he's near, darling. I really do feel as though he's near to you. Okay?
Tell me a time. Is this a relationship we're talking about?
I think it could be, yeah. I think it could be. But you need to take it slowly. You need to take it slowly so you can come to terms with somebody nice being in your life, because you're not used to what he's going to give. I feel as though he's going to give you love and affection. And with the past relationships that I found that you've
Three
had none
minutes.
Of that, and you've not been very happy within your past relationships. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's very true. And the one that I saw today, he got angry because I never paid attention to him.
This man that's coming into your life is near, darling. He is near. I do feel as though he's near. Okay.
Okay.
But you need to take it with baby steps as well, darling, please, because of the issues
yes.
that you and the trust that you have. Okay. So when this man does eventually come to you and you go out on a few dates, you've got to be looking and discussing with everything that you would like in a man and you what would you like from a man as
Two
well. Would that
minutes.
Make sense? At all?
Oh. That's nice.
Would that make sense? Would that make sense?
It does make sense. Yes, it makes sense, ma'am. I appreciate it. You're lightning.
Yeah. Okay. I also feel as though you need to not go at a fast pace, not go at a slow pace, but go sort of like an intermediate pace, okay? Because I also feel as though you're one that would like to rush into things as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to take it as baby steps as well, Veronica, please, because with the things that you've had going on with you in the past, it will be one of those you don't want to strike that back up again because you've got a fear of that striking back up again. Would that make sense?
1 minute.
Yes, monsieur.
Okay. So thank you for calling in, Veronica. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope all works out for you, darling.
Oh, yes, thank you, man. Thank you for your support. The network, Tina, thank you. Great with you. Bye-bye,
thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. Oh, right, we're on our last call. We've had 8 calls this evening, plus the music. We've had a really nice show. Okay, Laura.
Hi, Tina.
Good evening, Laura. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Not too bad. Not too bad. Puddling on with life, you know how it is.
Yeah, I do get that.
Okay.
I wonder what you might do for me coming up in the next few months. good or bad?
Laura, I feel as though I'm being handed some keys, okay? I feel as though I've been handed some keys. You're looking into a move, darling, aren't you?
Oh, I'd love to do that. I just don't know where I'm going to come up with the money or the wherewithal to do it.
Yeah. I've been handed some keys, though, sweetheart. Okay. So there is a move coming for you. Okay. There is a move coming for you. When is another question, but there is a move coming for you because that was the first thing that they looked at and they handed me as soon as you came on. Okay. There is a move coming for you. Okay. I also feel as though you feel as though you're going downhill again. Your positive vibes are not so much there anymore. Would that make sense?
Well, yeah. I just feel like I feel like I can't get ahead, you know, no matter what I do or how hard I work. And
right, okay.
I just want to get out so bad, and I feel...
Yeah.
I just feel...
We need to... Okay, I'm feeling as though you need to start and get them positive vibes back up, girl, because I'm being told by spirit, please do not let yourself go. Please do not lose this positive vibe, okay? You need to start and pick your vibes back up again, darling, because you have been doing so well with positivity right now that this is just a relapse. This is just a setback, they're saying. Okay, they want you to start and pick yourself up again because this is what they want for you. They want you to start and think positively, stay positive because there is things coming for you. I also feel as though you've been submitting another resume somewhere. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm on a contract right now, but I'm not sure how I feel about it. Kind of.
Right, okay.
I'm hoping I get something better. Just wonder what you might see around that.
I do feel as though there is something else in the pipeline for you, darling, but as I say, I don't know when. But you submitted a resume to a company that you think you can work with, and you have put a lot of points across yet again of what you can do and what you can bring to the company and how you can do things. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though this company is quite a big company. I do feel as though it has got a reputation of being a very good company as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I think so. I do.
Okay.
What are they saying that about the move? Is it going to be a long distance move, or is it something a move I can drive to?
I'm just being shown a move, Laura. They're not showing me where or anything. They're not showing me where it's going to be or how long a drive it's going to be. Okay, they're only handing me a set of keys right now. Okay, because I think what they're doing is you and yourself have got to prepare yourself for this move and to where you want to go before they will show me anything of what you want, okay? So you've got to make the decision of where you want to go and how you want things to go as well, okay, and how far you want to go. I do feel as though you want to go maybe out of state, maybe somewhere where jobs are more there for you as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, and the cost of living too is better. That's what I really need that.
Yeah. You have got to prepare yourself for that. You've got to know what you want to do and how you want to do things, okay, and how far you're prepared to travel before they even show me anything like that, okay, Laura. All they're doing right now is just handing me a set of keys, okay, because this is what they're trying to make you aim for, I think, as well. Aim for the move that you want to move to do and to get yourself more positivity inside of you, okay. They want you to pick yourself back up, sweetheart, okay? They also want you to start and look after yourself a little bit more than what you have been doing, okay? Because they don't feel as though you've been looking after yourself as much as you should do. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Yeah, okay. This is where all the positive, this is probably where all the positivity's gone as well, because you've not been looking after yourself as much as you want to do. So we need that positive vibe back inside of you and the fighting Laura that was there before saying, I'm going to do this, and yes, I know I'm going to do this. Okay, because they feel as though you've lost your fighting spirit as well, darling. Okay, with this contract, it is enough to get you by. It is enough to do what you want to do with, okay, they're saying. They also want you to maybe start putting some in a pot and perhaps start saving up a little bit more. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, it would. Problem is I never have enough money to go around.
Yeah, that's it. We all never do, even I don't. So, because I'm in the process of moving at the minute. I've got to find another house to move to because my house is up for sale. So I've got to do all this as well. It's hard. It's very hard for that process to go ahead. But what they're wanting you to do is try and save a little. Even if it's just $5, they're saying, it's just try and save a little bit to try and get that boost inside of you, to get that positivity going inside of you and telling yourself you are going to do this and this is the fighting spirit that they want you to come back to, okay? Because the spirit are going to come down and start giving you more inspiration again to how it was before and give you the smile that you need back as well.
Three minutes.
Because this is, they feel as though things have been let go a little. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
I was really good around Christmas time, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I just got, I say this last month I haven't been feeling all that great. I got down again.
Yeah. People do have their ups and downs, Laura, okay? People do have their ups and downs. I mean, I have had a lot of ups and downs. I do ups and downs on a regular basis, but they want you to start and bring yourself back up again, sweetheart, because they was enjoying it when you was having all the positive vibes around you, when they saw you at your happiest, when they saw you actually smiling as well, because they said that you were smiling a lot as well. Would that make sense? They want you to start and smile, that girl. They're saying you've got a beautiful smile to go with the beautiful soul that you've got inside of you, okay? So they want this beautiful soul and they want this positivity back inside of you, darling. They're saying you've got to work on yourself as well. They're coming down to give you inspiration again, okay? They're coming down to help you feel that vibe that you need, okay? They want you to start and perk up a little bit. They're also looking at you as you're writing these resumes out to send to different people, okay? Would you understand that you've got one written out as well that you would got, that you're going to send away to another place, please?
Yeah, I'm going to continue looking for other jobs that pay more.
This is what they want from you, darling. A lot of positivity because they know you can do it. Okay?
Okay. That's good.
Okay. So thank you for calling in, darling.
Tina, one more thing. Are they giving you any idea about what kind of house? Is it like a townhouse or is it a single-story home? Anything at all?
No, they're not giving me any thoughts, any details of that either. They just handed me a set of keys, Laura. That was all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Laura. Take care. You take care too. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks, Laura. Laura will be our last call of the evening then. We do go in call order yesterday on the show, ladies and gents, and it's difficult to understand that. Imagine being in a court queue with the electricity board or the gas board or the coal board or the water board, and you're in that court queue. The call is costing you nothing, but it's like, yeah, you're getting impatient because it's like, well, where am I in the court queue? And they don't tell you. They don't tell you where you are in the court queue. And, you know, it's difficult because, but we hope that everybody enjoys the show because 2 hours is just a long time to sit waiting for your call, you know. And what happened is that, you know, if you got to try and remember that if there could be 7 other people before you, and we do have busier nights than this, although the numbers are going down, we've had a steady show this evening. We've had 8 people in the court queue, and you know, and Laura, there have been 9-8, so Laura finishing the show for us there this evening. So we've had a wonderful show, St. Patrick's Day, and we're going to finish on this one for you. And thank Tina for being with us once again. Tina, you're back with me on Monday, yes?
Yes, darling, yes. I'll be back on Monday.
Right, lovely. So we'll keep an eye on Tina in the process of moving. So, you know, I'm sure we'll keep you posted on that one, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, it's okay. Right, let's see what we got.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clannad and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They blamed us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Once again, Benete, Hillier, Patrick Orts.